Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. All three lessons today declare that serving a risen Lord ought to make a difference in our worship and in our life. Today, like over 2,000 years ago, Jesus and his mission is still relevant. Like then, there's still doubting disciples. Like then, there's still crowds of people who do not know Jesus as Lord. Like then, his presence still goes unrecognized. John's gospel begins by stating that the disciples were filled with fear and hiding behind locked doors. Fear does that, doesn't it? Causes us to retreat, perhaps hiding behind some facade, until things get better, so we think. But inside, that fear of hopelessness tends to paralyze us. I never cease to be amazed when people stay away from worship and being connected with the church family just when they need it the most. Jesus appears to his disciples just when they needed him the most. In the middle of their confusion, Jesus has a word for them. Peace be with you. Jesus always has a word for us. And just when things seem terrible, he promises to be right there. What a powerful message God gives to us, and what a powerful message we have for others. Jesus enters our lives to give us the gift of peace, shalom, which means so much more than just peace, meaning to have God at center, so that our whole life has balance. Shalom is not a life without conflict. We know the disciples were faced with much conflict, and still there was that peace. By the end of that first Easter weekend, their lives were in shambles. Their careers that they had abandoned to follow Jesus, now gone. Jesus is dead. And now perhaps they were going to be next, thinking everything they believed and trusted in was dead with him. But what a difference his risen presence made for them. He brought them hope and strength. In fact, they could go to their graves, and most of them did by being martyrs, in confidence that even when things get terrible, Jesus is still there, and that is all that matters. But poor Thomas, first time around, he missed it. For him, the darkness still filled his heart, and for him, life was still hopeless. The future still unsure, for he had not yet seen the risen Lord. And listen to his words again. Unless I see for myself, I will not believe. Unless I feel the marks of the nails and touch his side, I will not believe. Such misery, loneliness, and pain. And I'm sure most of us have been there. We have trusted and then been hurt. We've loved and have lost. We felt pretty good about the future, and then a loved one dies, or we lose our job, or our financial security just seems to be in question now. Dreams die. We feel helpless, lost, and like Thomas, have our doubts. We need the gift of peace, that shalom that only Jesus can give. Now, I'm not sure. Elementary school now, science class, probably is a little more fascistic. More classy than in my time. That's what I want. That's the word I want. Thank you, thank you. Couldn't get it out. But remember in elementary school, when making those electric magnet things, taking a big nail and wrapping it in wire, and then taking the two ends of the wire to some terminal dry cell battery thing. And then in time, all that electrified nail is attracting all of those paper clips. A thrill, wasn't it a thrill? Well, did the nail change in any way? Not at all. It was the power flowing through it that made the difference. And that's the way faith is. Martin Luther wrote, "Faith is not what some people think. Some think that when you hear the gospel, you start working, creating your own strength, a faithful heart to be able to say, 'I believe.' But because this is a human idea, the heart never learns any format. So it does nothing, and reform doesn't take place from this faith. Faith is not a possession. It's a spiritual power that originates with God and comes to us as a gift. What we must do is hook ourselves up to God's battery terminal so the surge of his spiritual energy will flow to us and through us to others." And that's the good news of Easter. Jesus lives, and there is for us, he is for us, for all times and all places. Being connected to him makes all the difference. Christ is risen.